who's been married for any length of time knows that loose change in the bureau is community property, and twice is always. For instance, if you forget to take out the garbage twice, you always forget to take out the garbage. Isn't that the way it works in marriage? Always.
Minutes.
Well, it's been one of those days again, and it seems like the harder I try, over and over, I'm right back where I began. But you understand.
People who sang cowboy songs. So we've got the three best here. We'll judge on the phone in just a second. It's a fact that no machine functions forever. However, if a machine is maintained properly, its life can be greatly extended. The same thing is true with a human machine, the body. And there's more to a maintenance program for the body than eating the right foods and exercising. We need rest, not just sleep, but a complete change of pace. Time to get away. That's why the members of the Uniformed Services are given 30 days leave time each year. 30 days to get away and see the world. Give your body and mind a rest. Use your full 30-day leave. It's for your benefit. Song singers lined up, and let's get them off here with Cressy, who's on line one. Cressy, you're on, baby.
Oh, one more time?
Okay, go, just quick.
Okay. I'm going to...
That's enough, okay. Line two here. Oh, hello, John. Yeah. Go ahead.
I'm an old cowhand from the Rio Grande, and the legs ain't bone.
Okay, one more, and then I'll go back to Hilda.
Okay, the stars at night are big and bright.
Deep in the heart of Texas. That's it.
Estefan band. Here we are. Surgeons accidentally sewing up sponges inside their patients, causing complications for far more often than has been reported. A medical journal has come out with the findings. Despite precautions, the incidence of this problem is grossly underestimated. Doctors at the University of Arizona Health Sciences Center in Tucson said the true magnitude of this problem is difficult to appreciate owing to reluctance to report this complication. In a report in the recent issue of the Archives of Surgery, they said the research cast doubts on previous estimates that lost sponges occurred in only one out of every 1,000 to 1,500 cases of intestinal surgery. Once discovered, they said the sponge should be removed because there's a high complication rate from the mishap. And tend to get real thirsty. Where will you be on election night? USA, Alaska, Europe, Japan? Well, wherever you are, you'll be interested in the results along with the citizens of nations all around the world. A lot is riding on the vote tabulation, and you can be sure that whatever happens will be front page news. So get that absentee ballot in. Your vote helps to write those headlines at home and abroad. Somebody said we have a very upset listener, heard our cowboy contest and song singing. Hello, hello.
Yes, hello.
Yes, hello, Mr. President.
I've been trying to get through, but the damn lines have been busy.
That'll happen on these
days. Yes, I do have a song.
Okay, go ahead, Mr. President.
Down on the farm, they all ask for the breakfast bunch. Uh-huh. Down on the farm, they all ask for the breakfast bunch. Down on the farm, they all ask for the breakfast bunch. The chickens ask, the cows ask, the horses ask.
We'll be right back. crazy on Playboy here. I've been looking for you, but you've been hiding, my little love pet. I understand you've been staying with a French family in Germany to speak better French. It's an exchange program, no? I know your number, mon chéri, and I'll call ETS-370-8330 for more details about this program. Au revoir, my love pet. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Au revoir.
Oh, no, I'm on the lane,
Shelley. Well, just to say, I don't know if they're lying or am I dying. We'll find out in a minute who I'm talking to. Someplace out of sight, there's a social security number inscribed on many of the valuables you own. You know it's there because you got an electric engraving tool and took the time to put it there. Engraving your social security number on personal property may not always prevent a thief from stealing it, but it will make sure a lot easier to identify the property. Now, about the rest of you haven't marked your things yet, today would be a good day to get started. Phone now. Let's find out who this is. Hi, who's this?
My name is Ellie.
Hi, Ellie.
Miss Alice from Davis.
Who's that laughing in the background?
We are at a women's only health club.
In a women's only health club.
Ah! All the members are looking at the radio right now.
Hang on, let me help you with your spandex here. Sorry. What are you wearing right now?
What am I wearing?
Uh-huh. What?
I am
something there I think we wanted to hear. What did she say there?
A G-string.
Hold on just a second, all right?
Oh, I got a K-string on here.
Outside another yellow wing has punched a hole in the nighttime mist. I climb to the window and down to the street. I'm shining like a new diamond. The downtown trains are full.
Rod Stewart. Girls aboard the downtown train. We've got one of our staff members working right now. Let's see if we still have the girls on the phone. The gal still there?
I'm still here.
Oh, great.
Girls, girls over here. Girls, showers are ready. Resulted in the formation of the United States Military Academy at West Point. The institution was created to serve two purposes. It would commission military officers who would be well-trained for war,
also supplied the country with Army engineers who could contribute to the country's peacetime activities. The first class graduated just two cadets. They studied mathematics, philosophy, fortifications, and artillery. Over the years, many superintendents would shape the academy according to the needs of a changing country. By the early part of the 20th century, graduating classes numbered more than 100 cadets. Today, the needs of the country are served by a modern institution with a corps of more than 4,000 cadets. West Point continues the proud tradition, another important element of our military heritage. And now, ladies and gentlemen, announcing a new motion picture, a spinoff, a sequel to the successful Hunt for Red October. From the director of Die Hard.
She's out there somewhere.
Based on the best-selling book,
A Wolf Stalking Its Prey.
That's what it is.
Sean Connery in the Hunt for Red Riding Hood.
Over the river, through the woods, and into the North Atlantic. Think, what would our little girl be doing out here?
The Hunt for Red Riding Hood.
My, what big missiles you have.
Coming to a dive-in near you.
The rap's a racket. Here's a little story and you're sure to like it. Drift and slide and a plain and cool with my homegirl. Hold up.
We never, ever agreed. You like the movies and I like TV.
I think it's serious and you take the money.
I go to bed early
and I party all night.
Our friends are saying
we sit on the line.
Cause I'm a snowman
and baby
attract, huh? Well, here's an attraction. What a pairing on this, too. Linda Ronstadt and Aaron Neville. And All My Life.
Am I really hearing your voice?
dancing for another hour, another day at Charlie Tunis. Special hello to all our friends and listeners in La Maddalena, Italy. See you back here tomorrow. Till then, keep it here and stay tuned.
This is the American Forces Network, Europe.
Looking for a job? Stop by your local APHIS personnel office. They may have what you're looking for.
How's Maxwell coming along with his computer skills?
I don't know. I haven't checked.
Well, aren't you supposed to be training him?
That's the point. I'll be here another year and a half, and by then we'll all be history around here.
Wait a minute. Sure, we're going through some changes, but how can you throw away tomorrow? What about Maxwell's future? The mission goes on, and after a year and a half, he'll have zero experience.
Yeah, you're right. Maxwell, school time.
It's 11 o'clock in Central Europe. By satellite from the United States, the news is next on AFN.
AP Network News. Good morning. I'm Bob Hopper. It appears the natural gas is still flowing through the pipeline to Lithuania, though it was feared Mikhail Gorbachev would cut off the supply by now. Lithuanian officials say for now the pipeline's operating normally. Rita Dopkus with the Republic's Government Information Bureau in Vilnius.
We called both the gas supplier in Vilnius and the oil refinery in Mažeikiai. Everything's functioning normally.
In this country, a Soviet official visiting the capital of the state of New York warned Lithuania is trying to move too fast. Judith Martin reports.
Although Gennady Gerasimov claims he knows nothing about a threatened Soviet cutoff of natural gas to Lithuania, he does insist that the Republic is moving too fast in its quest for independence and should reconsider staying in the new federation.
Because their economy is integrated into our economy, and they are 97% dependent on Soviet oil and gas, and the price they pay for oil is 30 times less than world market price.
Lithuanians are taking the threat of an embargo seriously and are lining up at gas stations in anticipation of shortages. Judith Martin, Albany, New York.
President Bush is warning that the U.S. is prepared to take appropriate responses if Lithuania's energy supply is reduced, but that he does not want to sour superpower relations. The Supreme Court will hear arguments today in two child abuse cases involving defendants' rights to face their young accusers. More from Reed Price in Washington.
The cases are from Maryland and Idaho. In each, state courts threw out child abuse convictions, saying the judges hearing the cases misstepped in handling testimony of young accusers. One 7, the other 2 years old. The state courts found people charged didn't have adequate opportunity to face those testifying against them. Now, the Supreme Court is faced with balancing a defendant's right to a fair trial and the Sixth Amendment protection to confront accusers with governmental efforts to protect young children from potentially traumatic experiences in court. Decisions expected in July. Reed Price, AP Network News, Washington.
There's some concern now among Oakland area football fans that the Raiders might not be coming back to town after all. The city council voted last night to tentatively rescind the expensive deal to bring the NFL team back to Oakland. Council did vote to reopen discussions. This is AP Network News. The governor of Wisconsin has defended his veto of a bill that would have required rape education classes for public school kids. Penny Patterson reports.
Governor Tommy Thompson says he had good reason for vetoing a bill that would have made Wisconsin schools teach kids about date rape. He says it would have made first and third grade teachers tackle the topic, and he says he never heard of kids dating at that age. But Norma Jean Button with Dane County Rape Crisis Center says that doesn't matter.
Sexual abuse starts before kids are even in school in some cases. What we have found is it's much more likely if one has been a victim of sexual assault as a child or sexual abuse as a child, they are more likely to be the victim of sexual assault as an adult as well.
Button says the veto is incredibly unfortunate. Kids could have learned what sexual abuse is and how to handle it. Penny Patterson, Madison, Wisconsin.
Civil rights leader Joseph Lowery says colleague Ralph Abernathy was a faithful servant of the cause of liberty and justice. Abernathy died in Atlanta Tuesday. French Quarter residents and merchants are suing to turn down the volume on those jazz bands. It's Kenestra Conley.
The Dixieland bands in New Orleans' Jackson Square are a popular tourist attraction, but a group of merchants, residents, and sidewalk artists say too many musicians are playing too loudly too often. In a suit filed Monday, the group asked for better police enforcement of noise laws. A hearing on the matter is scheduled April 27th in civil court, and Judge Richard Ganeshow may play to a house full of musicians. They say the city needs all the tourist dollars it can get, and restricting the bands could drive the tourists away. Kenestra Conley, AP Network News, New Orleans.
It's been a chilly April for many of the nation's car dealers. Figures released show sales of North American-built cars dropped by more than 11% in early April compared to the same period last year. Here's an item from the nation's heartland. An Iowa bride who wore a stolen gown and hat to her wedding was sentenced to 30 days in jail, and she was ordered to pay for that wedding dress. This is according to officials in the town of Olvine. 20-year-old woman there was sentenced earlier this week. She has to pay the court cost and the nearly $500 the dress cost, and she was given a suspended sentence of 150 days. Police say the gown was taken from the bridal shop during the busy Christmas shopping season. Bob Hopper, AP Network News.
If you're looking for an early separation from the Army, there's a lot of paperwork and running around to do. But the first step, and most important, is to visit your local education center. Why? Because an education counselor can help explain the possible effects an early out has on your GI Bill or Army College Fund benefits. So remember, before you seek an early separation, visit your local Army Education Center.